From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with the Darling Downs Radio Club update for Sunday the 20th of October. And in a sec, I'll let you know what's coming up, but wow, what a week we just had. The bi-monthly club lunch was excellent and well attended. Watch out for a special lunch event in December on Saturday the 7th. It was great to see so many DDRCI members make the trip down to Narang for the Hamfest. Thanks to GCARS for a wonderful day of information, ham-appropriate bargains and yummy stuff from the hot plate. Well done for the event. And it's worth a big raspberry if you missed Steph Piper talking about 3D printing at the club meeting last Monday. Lots of very useful information about plastic types, how the slicer works, and some useful tips about what to expect from different printers. Now, coming up, we have a packed schedule of local and travelling expert presenters for the club's regular tech meetings. That's the second Monday of every month in the Toowoomba Library at 1900 local time. On Monday, the 11th of November, Dave Neeby, VK4DN, is travelling up from Brisbane to talk about a high-altitude balloon launch from which was received some amazing imagery. In December, on Monday the 9th of December, John Buse, VK4JBE, is also making the trip to talk SDRs, software-defined radios, and how to get the most out of them. And in February, we're talking fox hunting. If you have some time today, it's not too late to jump into the AUNZ Coast to Coast POTA, Parks on the Air. It's Support Your Parks Weekend. And also, it's the last day of Jamboree on the Air, and our club is supporting a group to help them get the best out of the experience. Finally, the Sunday 2-metre net will be on the club repeater at 10 o'clock local time. That's in about 25 minutes if you're listening to this in the morning. If that's all a bit overwhelming, don't forget we have an updated calendar of events on our website at ddrci.org.au. That's ddrci.org.au. Have you got it? Well, I hope so, but if you missed it, listen for the end of Q News, where you'll get the drum on how to download the audio or text versions of this segment. I'll catch you next week, 73 from John, VK4JPM, for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
And it's a wrap for another year at the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's annual Hamfest, and it was a cracker. Over 50 tables of goodies, half of these were commercial providers with all the major brands represented. We cooked 7 dozen bacon and egg muffins and 150 sausages and saw more people snapping up bargains than we've seen for years. I'd like to send a thank you to our committee who arranged the event, and we look forward to seeing you all next year at the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's annual Hamfest. In the meantime, if you're up this way, drop into 85 Harper Street, Narang on Saturdays at 1:30 p.m. and say hi. So until next time, for GCARS, that's all from me. VK4 APM.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz. At 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I recently watched an interesting segment from the German broadcaster DW. We managed to adjust and adopt to the changes of technology that come into our lives. Maybe 40 years ago, we were telling children to turn off the lights when they left the room. This was to save electricity and reduce the bill. Maybe 20-odd years ago, the compact fluorescent lamp was gaining traction as a more efficient method of lighting than the Edison Swan incandescent devices that had lit the world for roughly a century. Time has marched on, and technology has brought us the more efficient LED, light-emitting diode, which has become the ubiquitous illumination source of the 21st century. More recently, the world has been given access to the holy grail of the digital age, that of artificial intelligence. We are seeing AI incorporated into operating systems and search engines and multitudinous other forms of software and firmware, and yet the underlying ethics of its use has not been decided. And tabloid journalists and talking heads are speculating on science fiction-like outcomes for this morally ill-defined tool. To digress a little, but we have been told for many years that the tools of industry, mainly the chemistry, which is used to progress our civilization, is affecting calamitous changes to the environment which we inhabit. The outcome of this is believed to be producing devastating climate shifts that will alter all our lives. I note that whilst we are encouraged to not do anything that will damage the planet, I've not heard the cries of pain that the conflicts in various parts of the globe are inflicting on our climate. Surely in some research units there must be people trying to work out whether the explosions from the wars are negating the benefits of changing from our form of lighting, let alone our substitution of non-polluting electricity generation for petrochemical and fossil fuels. And this brings me back to the programme that I watched. Apparently, three of the major internet colossus have joined the move to use nuclear technology to power the expected stupendous increase in electricity consumption brought about by the use of AI. If the facts are correct, each major effort of AI to train itself for proper human interaction uses significantly more power than the course of living does now. What the multiple is, I don't know, but the boffins and number crunchers, these behemoths of cyber business, have concluded that it is without adopting nuclear power generation, they will not have the power to meet the expected growth of AI. It seems to be the height of ironic progress to self-destruction to be adopting technology which conflicts with the current results of massive scientific research. We as a species have been able to find alternatives and solutions to problems. But if the straws in the wind are correct, can mankind survive its own creative urges? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.